Another busy theater opening period with last weekend's Actors Theater's slickly polished Good People production, an interesting play about challenged people. And Tuesday, the bland and uninteresting musical Once, winner of the 2012 Tony Best Musical Award, premiered at ASU Gamage. Once has a terrible pseudo-Irish folk song score. The repetitious tunes blur together because they sound so similar. The show is boringly staged by John Tiffany, with uninteresting movement by Stephen Hoggett. The competent cast lacks the dazzle and charisma to make the dull characters even mildly interesting. Each cast member plays a musical instrument as they stand stage center in an almost straight line, surrounded on either side by supporting players who strum guitars plaintively as they sing chorus parts. The songs tell tales of the musical's characters, but because the song lyrics are unintelligible, the audience neither understands nor cares about these people or their circumstances. Once is an intimate affair, so it doesn't belong in Barney ASU Gamage, where the dreadful acoustics turn song lyrics into unintelligible garble. Common audience intermission discussions opening night were that most theatergoers had trouble understanding anything said on stage. After the intermission, lots of once-filled seats sat empty, suggesting that vast numbers of the audience escaped. The second act did not improve. And what's with a program that lists several different replacements so few of this tour's lead performers will appear here? This dud apparently won the Best Musical Tony by default because it earns 2 stars out of 5 and continues through Sunday at ASU Gamage. Good People, David Lindsay Abaire's play, examines people at the lowest economic place in American society. Three characters have hand-to-mouth lives, but these women are clever about how they use money that comes their way. Two other characters came from this disadvantaged environment but worked to rise above this position. Good People is set largely in South Boston and shows how these characters exist so low on the economic totem pole. Matthew Weiner's sharply detailed production paints a graphic picture of this place and how these people deal with their hopelessly depressing situations. He's assembled a fine acting company who create realistic views of these marginal people. Good People provides a clear look into the struggling masses who give life a shot without expecting too much. It earns 4 stars out of 5 and continues through May 11th. For KBOC, I'm Chris Curcio.